Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
I'm going to testify.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, world's highest, last and first.
I love you.
He's King.
Shall not depart from Judah. None of the gods underneath this is still King Selassie. I come when we see Emperor Selassie. We see Emperor Selassie. I Jaja. Not sure we praise King Selassie. I didn't see that in my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol God. Jaja sit up on the throne and I pop the rat. Mama brand burn up Satan till he gone. We praise King Selassie. I didn't see that in my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol. Jaja sit up on the throne and I'm a big lad, mama brah, burn up Satan to me. Then me say I sat a second, knock, my brah, sat a mass, gana, I'm locked, wada, da, me got skibby, la, be la, just done, sat like me and sister. So we praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol. I just sit up on the throne and I'm a big lad, mama brah, burn up Satan to me, God. To them no say Rasta man, I teach culture, not they are hard. When them see we hear them blessed, my Lord. With them man and them mad, but them are the biggest leper heart. I make Rasta talk and I get faith and reward. I pray John Pope all on them, I honor King George. And King Selassie, I write them once I'm a tad. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not go bow down to the white alga. Judge us sit up on the throne, I'm a serious. My brand, born up Satan, synagogue. Congregation gather in a them synagogue for all. Them are sickness and say them will surrender all. Surrender to Antichrist and a praise John Pope all. The people bow to idol of them biggest downfall. Them say all the youth them in a room from them small. Certain state religion black them mind like our hall. That not them yeah, make them can't see at all. But that's the last say I am rules us all. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol. And I just sit up on the throne and I pass the flag. Mama brah, burn up Satan to me God. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to my heart. But we not go bow down to no idol. God, I just sit up on the throne and I pass the flag. Mama brah, burn up Satan to me God. When some a say them save and a next man for hurt. Set for themselves and them run go on the church. When you take it out, no play hope that them a hurt. Brothers and sisters, them a kill and them a hurt. And I know King Selassie, him a the first. But if you diss the king, you go to go one at the dirt. You will praise King Selassie, him say that. But when I go bow down to no idol God, Jaja sit up on the throne, like Babylon. Mama brah, burn up Satan to me. Then me say I sat a second, knock, my brah, Satan has a gun. Gana, I'm last, but I need God to be law. Just don't chant like way and this. To we praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to me. But we not go bow down to no idol. Jaja sit up on the throne and I pass the flag. Mama brah, burn up Satan to me God. To them no say Rasta man, that is culture, they are hard. When them see we, hear them blessed my Lord. And from them out, but them are the biggest leper hard. I make Rasta talk and I get Satan reward. I praise and for fallen man, I King God and King Selassie, I heard them words of a dad. We praise King Selassie, I didn't say that to her. But we not go bow down to no idol God.
Yes, 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 here on the eve, the T to T, Coronation Eve, right here, 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 our liberation begins.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, world's highest, last and first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conqueror, Lion of the Tribe, Judah, Hail and Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
Yes, 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 still blazing. Oh. Evening psalm right here, Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Coronation E, right here, here, here.
Welcome, by and by and by. Chronic, left, right, that's come, left, right. Say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta, you. I and I start recruit, soldiers for Selassie army, ay. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta, you. You're not for oxygen, I did general issue in a warning. Got people them a ball, said them tired of mediocre. Evil a go fall when we tread in a Ethiopia. Believing from down, cause them life no easy boat. Even Bantan said it's not an easy road. Operation, occupy the motherland. Calling all soldiers to kind each other along. From creation, he writing a job plan. But chronics can't do it alone. So I'm recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, I too. Executing, still I see I works and me lost a far right through. And them say here here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. I'm on a start recruit, soldiers, fistil, I see I army, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. You're not for oxygen, I the general issue in a warning boy. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such a honor for season four. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, that's a semi-free word. Bring the fire in a room, that's a semi-free purge. But I can't do it alone, Rasta recruiting. Soldiers coming from near and far, I see. Executing, still I see I work and be lost afar, I choose. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome there after you. I and I start recruit, soldiers fit till I see I army, hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome there after you. You know the oxygen, I did general issue in a warning, hey. Left and right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Hey, could I never throw it down, oh boy. Yeah, I will say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Here comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come, I tell you sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend, here comes danger, whoa, whoa. Ooh, nah. Hey. And then say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, here comes trouble.
Hey, we're here on the air in the aisle, here in the basement garage, with Peter T, Testify Tuesday. So here, after the seventh month, the seventh moon, we have 5 months of study, the basement garage, right here, here, here. Let's ride up for sheer. Something's old, something's new, but hopefully all things right and exact and true. The basement garage, after the seventh month, the seventh moon, there's 5 months of study. So here, 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 a little audible for your ear, for your edification.
I'm going to testify.
It's just for the record, you know, of the times, the counting of times and seasons. For us as once lost, now found, and as the Beit Israel, our, I think, core liturgy is actually the calendar. This is where Mitzvase Kufale, the Book of Divisions, the Book of the Parashio, the Divisions, Jubilees, the Ethiopian Book of Jubilees is very significant as a groundational point of reference, especially in our Torah portion reading and feedings. We're here at the third sabbatical study, the RSS number 3, Lek Lika. Get thee out, go for thyself. So this is the going forward here in I sabbatical year, the sabbatical semester, the Shana, the sabbatical semester beginning off. So our sabbatical year actually begins off here. So when you say Rosh Hashanah and a new year, particularly in the practice, right, in the practice, in the growth, in the knowledge, in the application, this is the beginning of our sabbatical year as well as the beginning of the kingdom year. With the Addis Ahmet, Ethiopically speaking, the Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, the new year. So like the civil, we call that the civil year. So we're outside of the holy year or the holy season or the ecclesiastical year, the three times in the year that comprises the first seven moons or the 7 months. From the beginning of moons or the beginning of months in the Abib, what's called the Abib or Abibeh. Sounds a lot like Addis Abibeh, the new flower, that city, that new Jerusalem, connected again with the Ethiopia fulfillment of that divine matrix. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Usually when I repeat that from Amos 9 and 7, we are repeating that to remind ones and to give ones a testimony of this is the prophetic word that verifies such and such information, such and such revelation, so we can see it in real time, right? That testimony, the two witnesses, so to speak, but the testimony of the children, the faithful children of the Ethiopians and the children of Israel. Amos 9 and 7, the word right there. So as we're looking at this present time and season, and in particular going over some of the studies here for this sabbatical, because in every sabbatical there's so much there that is really in having a listening ear, right? Getting the basics, get the basics, the basic parsha, or the parasha, the parasha, like the basic overview. The Peshat is like the plain reading. The plain reading, like, for example, Le Misaleh from the TTV, the Torah Portion Volumes, which is a compilation from the wiki. Now, we have that there as a basic point of reference. Of course, we put the disclaimer there. But we can claim the Sabbath Companion, the Book of Ayin Brother, Wyndham Ras Yifdeya, a.k.a. Lich Yifti, Ras Yohan Emanuel, that particular book there. And we've begun to reason on having a discipleship, certain discipleship upgrades, you know, the hardware and the software. When you see like the hardware, like the hard copies of the documents, the software would be referring to like the PDF or the PDF digital links as well within the ministry, having those ready and available, particularly the hard copies for one-to-ones as a part of the discipleship, you know, package in a regular order of upgrades and dissemination and the mailings out, so forth and so on. Now, we're looking at our budget, and this is also very important for this particular time and season. So when we look at the Torah portion, the reading and feedings and the order, the first thing is the calendar of the year. Teach us to number our days, as the word says, so that we may get a heart and apply our hearts to Jah's wisdom. So in teaching us to number our days, let's go here to the scriptures, so we can see how these things work together to gather, and we can grow in grace and in that knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, and also apply, even with the baby steps, you know, even the baby steps, crawling to walking, apply that to I and I liberty, to I and I government, and to the kingdom. Right, to our self-kingdom, our self-governance, you know, that discipline of the mind, that responsibility upon each of I and I individual, indivisible dual capacity, and then also within the collective, you know, I and I together and together as an intentional community. I see intentional community, the kibbutz. We talk about that repatriation. We talk about living together. We talk about building and growing in the promised land. Well, it begins here with the studies. Give us the teachings. Right, the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. So when we point to the Ethiopic manuscripts such as Kufale or Jubilees, Enoch, Metzafahenok, and the book of the prophet Enoch, also the Kibbutz of Negest, the Queen of Sheba, only son Menelik, as well as the book of Adam and Eve, and as a fifth document to those four. Those four right there are the core. So as we begin off I and I sabbatical studies in the sabbatical year, in the sabbatical shana or semester. So we're at the third right now. We're at the third, moving forward to the square or the fourth Torah portion, reading and feeding. But a word right here we thought was in order, especially in connection with Lech Lecha, get thee out, chapter 12 in Moses' first book, the Hebrew book of Genesis, known as the Sefer Bereshit, right? The Sefer Bereshit, in the beginning. So here we have the key words, lek, lika, lek, go, trod, yalak, halak, make that trod, trod, lika, for thy I male self. So also what's inherent and implied here is that responsibility upon the zakar, or we say the males, I and I brothers, right? To be first in place, right, one must be first in merit, right, that merit. So that discipline of the mind, and here we have discipleship, and beginning off of discipleship. So we're beginning to discern the order in Yahweh, even through I and I practice, I and I study, and I and I practice, and together. So I really thank the brothers and sisters who have sojourned with I and I, you know, in season, out of season, even those who may have tried it with I and I previously, and for whatever particular reason, because even in this Torah portion, we have Lot, the herdsman of Lot, and the herdsman of Abraham, getting to, you know, quarrels and strife and disputes, right? And what did Father Abraham, what did he say? You know, what did he say to Lot? Right? What did he do? Did he encourage the war strife? Or we can even see that sign of the peacemaker. Abram said to Lot, to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, between the I and I, nor between my herdsmen, I and I brothers, I and I co-laborers, and the I's herdsmen, the I's brothers and co-laborers, for we be brethren. I and I be Idren. We be brethren. We are brothers. We have this in this Torah portion here at Genesis, Genesis chapter 13, verse 8, concerning that strife between the herdsmen or the cattlemen, the shepherds or the cowboys, so to speak, of the cow herds, as it was. We have the shepherds and the cow herds of Abram and of Lot or Lot. Please, let there be no strife, no quarrel, no mix-up moves and attitude. Let there be no strife between the I and I, nor between the I, Idrin and brethren, and cow herdsmen or shepherdsmen, and I and I, cows herdsmen, shepherdsmen. Why? For we be brethren, we be Idrin. And we look at the trout of the season. Right, the reason for the season, where we're at right now in connection with the additional intel we gather from the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, which is also known as Little Genesis. So when we speak about the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, we also speak about Little Genesis. In fact, this is the core. Actually, this is the core. So before there was Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, we had the Book of Jubilees, the Metzhafe. Kufale or Yobaliu, Little Genesis, that's the core. So we look at the narrative sequence and the narrative order, studying from the fragments and the preserved manuscripts and documents. We see in Jubilees that this particular time and season where we're here for this third Torah portion, Lek Lecha, corresponds roughly to the seventh and the eighth moon or month within the Shana. So we'll compare Genesis chapter 12 with Jubilees, Little Genesis, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, chapter 12 as well, and we refer to and have reprinted the R.H. Charles version. There's different translators and translations, but there are certain recommended versions or translations that I and I, the LOJ Society, the College Society, the University, and the College Press that we recommend. And so we'll give you I and I recommendations. And if there's other versions and ones ask I and I and we're familiar, we can give a couple of words. Or sometimes we even check out other ones, say, hey, check out, have you checked out this translation, that one? And we haven't. And a lot of times we find that it to be worthy. So give those particular updates. Also for the Habarim brothers and sisters, if you've been checking out RastafariGroundation.com, I know we have promoted that particular site right there. We are now at RastafariGroundation.org, and some of those digital missionary and ministry pages are in updates. You know, we're updating them because that's part of the field.
Now we're at LOJS.org for all the latest 2020
field or the field of INI activity. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it can't really get around it in that sense. And it would not really be wise in this time as far as to reach those near and far to go around that, except that many of us, some of us might be a little nerdy with it. We might be inclined to, a lot of us might not. So this is also part of I and I growth and growing in that. And brothers and sisters who are more inclined to those technologies amongst I and I, the item are being called forward to also give your input, right, and also to partake as well. So all of I and I, nerdy, Rastafari, technological, techie, Rastafari, Ethiopian, Hebrew, Israelitish people, forward, come forward, give I and I assistance, updates. And, you know, there is a place in Jah's grace in the community and in the collective co-labors of the King of Kings Christ, of I and I, Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I. Welcome. So here we're just looking at Psalm 90 for one moment. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moshe, the Ish HaElohim, the man of Elohim. In this psalm, Psalm 90, we have this particular verse right here, which is a point of reference, Psalm 90 and 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach I and I, to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So teach to number our days, that we may apply heartically to wisdom, to chokmah, to wisdom. Now, why is the key? What's the key? If you recall, brothers and sisters in attendance, if you haven't, then check out the previous on-demand listenings for this sabbatical new year for Torah portions one, especially the RSS number one, Bereshith, 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 in the beginning. That word Bereshith, Bereshith, refers to Chokmah. Chokmah is a Hebrew term for wisdom. In the New Testament, the Koine Greek, we say Sophia. So once might hear about the pistis, Sophia, and the Gnostic scriptures, especially the Judeo and the Christian, the Messianic, the Christian Gnostics, the Judeo-Christian Gnostics. Let me just point that out as a qualification, you know, of which Gnostic and Gnostic scriptures are highly recommended, and we see that as being of the revealed word, the revealed scriptures. I mean, it's about the scriptures. Now, of course, we start out with the Scofield Study Bible, the KJV, King James Version, Discipleship. We highly recommend the Scofield, the first Scofield Study Bible, the Reference Bible. There's a PDF, a soft copy, and also ones are encouraged to get and acquire hard copy. We do not reprint the Bible of the Scofield Bible, so it's highly recommended from some, you know, outsource like resources, also at RastafariGroundation.org, also on the Lion of Judah Society.org and the LOJ Society sites as well. You can get all those references from RastafariGroundation.org, what we refer to as the RTG, Rastafari Groundation, RTG. So right here we have a core groundation, and this is the season to remind I and ourselves, and also to put the I them as well in remembrance, right? In remembrance. Where are we right now? Actually, we're looking forward of coming to the Hanukkah at the root Hanok Enoch, Hanok, which means initiation, but also means like an initiation in a study, initiation in learning. So we have after the seventh moon or the seventh month, according to the example of Avinu Avram, Father Abram, i.e. Abraham, this is before the name change, in this Torah portion right here, RSS number 3, Lech Lecha, Genesis chapter 12, compared with the Ethiopic Jubilees, Little Genesis, or the Book of Jubilees, chapter 12, we have Abba Abraham in the seventh moon. Then after this particular time, we have 6 months. So we have the seventh month, as we have the seventh month with Yom Teruah, the festival of trumpets, that corresponds to Abraham in the seventh month, going out in the field and examining the heavens and the stars, right, as per the rain and his revelation right there. And then we have Hebrew, right, the Hebrew language being revealed to Abinu Abram. So that study of our core curriculum. Why do we say the Hebrew first for us in discipleship and study? And what is the order of the languages in our studies? Why the Hebrew first? So we point to that reference from the manuscript known as Ethiopic Jubilees, right? The Hebrew being revealed by the Melaak Yahuwah, by the Melaak HaPani, Melaak HaPani, the angel of the face is told, which is the pre-incarnate Yeshua HaMoshiach, is told to reveal to Abinu Abram the Hebrew language, and then also we have the Hebrew books being revealed. And then the 6 months of study during what we know as the rainy season or the other season. So when we come to the seventh moon or the seventh month in the Hebrew year, we come to the fulfillment of the third of the three pilgrim festivals as we have fulfilled Hallujah, which is trumpets, i.e. Rosh Hashanah, or what's called like the Jewish New Year, but scripturally Yom Teruah, corresponds to when Abraham was in the field, the new moon of the seventh month, chapter 12 of Jubilees. And then we have those 10 days, you recall, the 10 days of awe, right? The 10 days of repentance, X marking the spot, the number 10, Roman number 10, the X to Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. Then we have the 5 days, and then we have another 7 days for Sukkot, for the Chag, HaSukkot or HaChag, the feast, right? And that now fulfills the ecclesiastical or the churchical year, what we call the appointed time, the Mo'adim, the seven Mo'adim and the three seasons. Now, how many seasons are there in a year? In the Shana, as the heavens turn, there are four seasons. So we have the three seasons, the seven moons or the 7 months. What remains? Thus, what remains after seven? All right, so how many moons one count? They count 12. We say 13, but we overstand that order right there. So we have the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 9, the 12th, which would be 5 moons, but we say 13 months of sunshine, and we have Adar second, so we have 6 moons, 5, you'll say 5 to 6, 5 to 6, all right, 5 to 6. In a 12-year, in a 12-month cycle, we have 5. In the full of the 13 months of sunshine and the secondary Jewish month known as Adar 2, right, we have 13. Now notice what Metzhafet, the book of Kufale, or Kufale, or the book of divisions known in the translation as Jubilees, Yobelu, Jubilee says. It says that for 6 months, the 6 months of study, that Abraham sets his example in this season, in this time. So after the seventh Hebrew, the lunar moon, right, we are past there. We are now in Cheshvan, right? Cheshvan, which is the eighth moon, Hebrew moon. And so we're beginning off these 6 months of study. Right? So what is a little bit different, and what is to be accomplished during this time according to Jah order? As it says right here, so teach to number our days that we may apply hearts to wisdom. So we have to learn how to number our days. And this is why we say that as a core, the calendar, right, is our first liturgy. Our first holy cycle, holy course, is the calendar. So we need to learn to number our days. We need to learn of the heavenly times, right? The heavenly clock, the clockwork heaven. We need to learn of the wheel and the wheel. Right? It says, as above, so below. Well, we need to learn to tell time as above. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to chokmah, to wisdom, the reishit, as it is in the beginning. Wisdom is the reishit. Proverbs, I think, 4 and 7. Wisdom, chokmah, is the reishit. The reishit, in the beginning. See the connection? In the beginning. In the beginning, ha Elohim, ha Shalush, ha Kadosh, the triple male, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, ha Av, ha Bain, Ruach, ha Kadosh, created the heavens and the earth. In wisdom, in chokmah. My son, my child, my disciple, hear Shema'ah, the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law, Torah, of thy mother. Hear the instruction of Abika. Forsake, leave not the law, Torah, of Imika, of thy mother. Aho. Sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, more to come in this season, in this time. It's a season of study. Right? It's a season of study. It's a season of accounting, of accountability. It's a season of budgeting. Right? It's a season of also futures, prepping for the futures. More details, more to come. But between this time, we're looking forward in the Beit Midrash, Midrash, the house of study. This time, looking forward to the Hanukkah, Ayinai Hebrew, Kwanzaa, Ayinai feasts and festivals of Jalites.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck.
Let's go. I and I carry you, Jaja, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a Jaja, never let me go. I and I walk with you, Jaja, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a Jaja, never let me go. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in paradise, I not left out the Most High. Yeah. Take my hand, Doja, could you walk with me? I'm alone, Doja, could you talk with me? You are the reason me not in a demand. And you give me peace now me heart all when me get rich and I'm three bodyguard and some big bad dog in a me heart. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the Most High, I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left in Tapara. Carry Jaja with me, all in the classroom. Carry Jaja with me. Oh, you mean in every lane and every crevice and corner. Still I see how you see my fimi dan dada. From me a little bit of it, me one order. For all when me son grandfather. I and I still a walk with the same. Each and everywhere that I go. And still not left out the Most High. I not left out the Most. How much I will walk with, without Jah, your stars are rising. So walk with me, yeah, yeah. And walk with me, yeah. Don't want them nuclear power, no. Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still now, walk with the Most High.
Thanks and praises.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our Divine Majesty, thy Spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, sick, nourish, age protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Rastafari, he's so happy, and me happy, try this one away. Yes, them love to be got them set, yet them they not slavery. Them can't have no food without no money.
Malkia Tzedek Ameleka Shalin Shalin Hosea Lechem Wa Yayin Yayin Rekua Kohen Lehel Elyon Elyon Waya Arke Hua Wayomer Baruch Avram Lehel Elyon Kone Shamayi Wa Arek Arua Baruch El Elyon Asherra Asherra Migen Reka Reka Re Yade Yade Waitena Lawua Mala Esera Niko Niko Niko. And Melchizedek, King of Salam, Salam, Salam. U Malkias Ereka Meleka Shalim Shalim. Wolf of bread and wine. Hotsi Alechema Wayayi Wayayi. And he was priest of God the Most High. Wuhu Kohena Lit'el Elyon Elyon. And he blessed him. He blessed him. Wayavarkehu. And said, Wayomar. Blessed be Abraham of God Most High. Baruch Avram Lit'el Elyon. Maker, possessor, maker of heaven and earth. Kone Shamayi Wa Aret. And blessed be God the Most High. U Baruch El Elyon Asher Nigena Areka 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 Yadeka Why Iten Lau Ma Ise Ise Ise. Who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand? And he gave him a tenth, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe. U Malkias Ereka Meleka Shalim Hotsi Lechem Rayayil Wuhua Kohen Le'el Elyon Waya Barke Hua Wayomer Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon Kone Shamayim Wa Aret Uwa Baruch El Elyon Asherem Gena Areka Yadeka Wayitena Lalu Ma Eser Mikol, 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 Mikol. Mikol.
Rastafari and the four eye 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 and the four eye.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Rastafari and I love the youth them. Repatriation.
How long will you be as your part? Sell it down the back. Why seek what is mine? Just make it to peace and salvation and death correct.
Well read, oh, oh, oh.
Positively clear. The people in the world keep forgetting them past and them gone astray. Some may burn them every day. That them no love conspiracy as a top and never fail. Positively clear. The people in the world are lost. Feed them some class. Never wait. Think you're actually there. You're two or you go book and you a snake in the grass. Me and the youth are trod one away. Melchizedek way. Yeah. So if you see me and the youth I'm trodding to the earth, we have to trod it King Selassie way. Yeah, yeah. Trodding this one away. Have to trod it one away. Yeah, yeah. Them send 50, 60, 70 big and me slew them off in space and one day. Them gone crazy. Not for big up the pets, yet them they in not slavery. Them can't yam no food without no money. So foolish is the man in fruitful Zion, yet them hungry. I tell you, step in. Cleanse your ways. Clean up your heart. Get to you. No bother gave me say, oh, no fuss is hard. Babylon has speak soul and heart. Them done dead, them peace and no heart to walk. That's why me come to throw this one away. An emperor Selassie is an Ethiopian reign in the heart of flesh. From Mount Zion me come to every Israelite. Out of Babylon show me who will step forward for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take your stand, you better know if he walk. Selassie is the almighty man, confuse not your heart. Them side me turban, conspiracies are talk. Emmanuel so I told because him a go rock. We have faith for this.
The first and only way.
Hey, so if you see I and the youth them trodding through that thing Alpha and Omega way. Well then, the whole of them holy secretive, but you and me won't know. But them corners and them crevices, what are you to the show? I need to see every youth grow. Living up, come make it reason and flow. Oh, what's all the seed where you are so? Can't plant corn on a piece of happy. And me happy trying it one away.
Melchizedek way. Who is Melchizedek? Who is Melchizedek? Who is Melchizedek according to the Hebrew context? So here, call this Torah reading and feeding right here, the Melchizedek Torah reading and feeding that introduces Melchizedek. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 17, verse 27. Go through a brief synopsis right here. We have today's daily psalm here on the eve of coronation day of the King Messiah, Kamawi Haile Selassie, right here in the season. So we have this Torah reading and feeding here, picking up with first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Genesis in the English, KJV, and Bereshit, Barashit Bereshit, in beginning, in Chokmah and wisdom. So here, first words. Vayomer Yahweh el Avram, lech lecha, me'az teka, u'ami moladetika, u'ami beit abika, el ha'aret asher areka. Now, when Jehovah said to Abraham, Vayomer Yahweh el Abraham, lech lecha, lech lecha, some enunciate as lech lecha, lech lecha, lech lecha, lech, go, tried, halak, tried, lecha, for the I self, for the ka, for the I self male, go for yourself, lech lecha, may az ka, from your aretz, from your country, from your land, may az ka. Ooh, and Mia Moladitika, and from your kindred. Here it's like where you born at. You know, you're born at. Now I'm looking at the Hebrew, the KJV. We should bring the KJV into testimony.
All right.
Here for the T2T, Testify Tuesday. Let's just bring up the KJV. Right here, grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, bring a willing and attentive, repentant heart and mind. Here, give us teaching. So here, chapter 12, here we're utilizing the Schofield Study Bible. It says, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show to the eye. Vayomer Yahweh, Vayomer, and he said, Yahweh, he who be said, Il Abram, lech, go, try, lecha, go for self, may al teka, from your aretz, uamiya moladitika, and from where you was born at. Molad, where you was born at, your birthplace, your nativity, say like your native place. Ooh, ami moladiteka, ooh, ami beit, and from the house, mi beit, avika, of your father, el tu haaret, to the land, Asher, that which areka, that I will shew to the eye. Get thee out, lech lecha, go for yourself, trod for yourself, for your own benefit. Vayomer Yahweh, and Jehovah said to Abraham, lech lecha, go for yourself, trod for your own benefit, for the I, and there I will make of thee a great nation. But here thou will not be blessed children, is one interpretation bringing it out. Here you won't be blessed with the blessings, even especially with children. Moreover, I will spread thy fame, the fame of thy name, thy name in the world. The command came to him while he was still in Ur of the Chaldees, or Ur of the Chaldees. And although he set forth with Abiv, his father, Hilahim knew that Terah would settle in Haran. For that reason, he was told to leave from his father's house. U mi beit abika, and from the house, the house of your father. Now others hold that he had left Ur the place known as Ur or Ur, Ur. Right? He left from Ur, from Ur, in order to accompany his father Terah. And Hilahim's command came to him when he was in Haran. When he was in Haran. Now, judging on that right there, looking at the key word, the first word here for this third sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, it's clear that it says, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from your father's house, but not specifically where he was at, where he was at. Now, we know that he came from the place or the world of Mesopotamia, the Aram Naharaim region, the other river valley civilization, some say even the first, after the rebooting of humanity after the flood, right? So the flood and even the Tower of Babel previously represents not the dawning of civilization on this earthly plane as we are able to know it, but rather kind of like the midday, right? So we know that civilization, based on the scripture narrative, was rebooted, right, from the east, right? I say further east, right? So across the Arabia, between the two rivers, the river Gihon, the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, and then we have the other river of Euphrates. So from that region, right, Avram begins his trot. The word goes on further to say, and I will make of thee a great nation, in verse 2, and I'll make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will make ligoy of a nation, a goy. The word for goy in a singular sense is nation, and we have goyim to say like the nations, sometimes translated as like the heathen, so forth and so on in different translations. But here he says, we're at Sakah, and I will do ligoy gadol of a nation, gadol, bigged up. A big nation, a great nation. We're at Sakah, ligoy gadol. Wa avarekeka. I will bless the eye. Abarekeka. I will bless the eye. I will bless the eye. Wa gadala, and I will big up Shemekha, the I Shem, the I name, the I fame, the I rep. Wehiye, Biraka, Wehiye, and be. Now it's interesting because the term and be, Wehiye, is related to Yahuwah, to Yahweh, to his name, from the Haya to be. Wehiye, Wuhu, Haya, he who was, Wuhu, Hoe, he who be, Wuhu, Yihye, he who will become. Wehiye, and be the I, and become the I. Biraka, become the eye a blessing, an increase, a prosperity. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth, that cusseth thee, will I curse. And in thee, in the eye, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So here we have about three verses of the communion, the communication of Yahuwah, Eloheinu HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, to Abraham. Here at the third verse right here, Wa Ibarakah, and bless, Wa Ibarakah, Me Barakeka, and bless, speaking to Abraham, Wa and abarka, abarka, ne barkeka. Bless those who bless the ka, the eye. U me aleleka, u me aleleka, and curse, right, those who curse the eye, this curse it. They'll be cursed. We're going to dig into that right there, how it brings it out right there, there. And those who, like, when one who curses the eye, ua me, kalelika, who trivializes the eye, aor, I will damn. The sense of that from the aror, arar, my, to damn, aor. So those who trivialize, it's not, well, it's translated often as curse too, from the kala, right, and the arar sense. But here it says, ua mek aleleka, and those who curse you, say, trivialize you in a sense, aor, I will damn. With nibariku, right, they bless. They to be blessed, nivareku, they bless, bika, in the eye, they bless, they will be blessed in the eye, call, all, mishpahot, mishpacha, sometimes Yehudi, and we will say to someone who's not Yehudi, not of I, and I, we might say to them that, you know, you're like mispacha. You're like mispacha. Mispacha is like family, but it's the family circle, right? Not so much the Beit Av. The Beit Av is like the house of the father, the more proper term of the family, Hebraically speaking. But this is like the family circle, the mispacha. But here's in the plural. It's in the plural sense. Misha pechot. Call all mishpachot. All the families, ha-adama. Now, adama is another secondary term that often gets translated as earth. But adama is where Adam came from, that reddish-brown ground, that type of, we can even say for analogy or point of reference, that Kemet type of ground. Right, that rich reddish brown, so rich and reddish brown with nutrients, right, that it appears black, that Adama, ha Adama. So here it says in this phrase right here, it says, with niba reku beka kola mishpahota ha Adama. Translated as, and in thee, beka, shall all the family circles, you could say, all the families of the Adama, right, be blessed. And then verse 4, it brings us here, so Avram went. He tried it. He heard that word. He didn't say, well, okay, I'll go, but I need to first find out, you know, I need to Google and find out like a little bit more about this place before I go there. I'm going to find out. Tell me a little about the place you're going to show me. No. It just says that Avram, Vayelek, and he Yelek, he Halaka, he tried. Remember the command? The Torah, reading and feeding, Shabbat, Lek, Leka, Lek, go, for yourself, Lek, Leka. It's a little pun in the Hebrew because both words, they sound so similar. So one might think it says go, right? One might think it says for yourself, but one, it says go for yourself, lek leka. At verse 4, we find Vayelek Avram, and he went, Avram, and Avram went, ka'asher, like that which Diber spoke, Elav or Elio to him, Yahuwah. And he went, and Avram went according as he spoke to him, as Jehovah had spoken to him. So Avram went as Yahuwah has spoken to him. But here's an interesting matter right here. And Lot, and Lot went with him. And it says that Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Wayelek Abram Ka'asher Diber Layo Yahuwa. Wayelek Ito. Wayelek, and he went Ito with him, Lot. And Lot went Ito with him. Wayelek Ito, Lot, with Abram. And Abram Ben Chamesh. Here in the Hebrew, Ben is like son. Chamesh right here is like Shanim years with Shebaim, and 70 Shana, and 70 year, and 70 year, Bitzeto, when he exodus it, you know, Bitzeto, right, made from Haran. So it's interesting because here it says he departed out of Haran. Although we make mention of what is known as the Ur or the Ur of the Kastim, the Ur of the Chaldees. So he was told to leave, right? Go for himself, lek leka, go for thyself for your own benefit from your country, may az eka, right? And from your kindred, those who you was born and you grew up with, or me, moladitika, and from your father's house, umi beit abika, and from the house of your ab, abika. It's hard to leave one's country where one has all of their associations. It is harder still and yet to leave one's kindred, those who you was born and grow with. And still more so hard to leave one's father's house. Scripture here, HaTorah, it emphasizes that Abram, aka Abraham, left all three to prove how great was his fidelity and loyalty and his love of Elohim, of the Almighty Power. And where was he leaving from and going to? To a land, Jehovah says, that I will shew thee. Particularly interesting when you meddy on this way. So he's going Ilharet Asher Arekha to the land that Jah says, Arekha, I'm going to show to the eye. Seen, sight. And Abram then questions, say, well, where's that? He just wept, right? He did these three hard separations, right? He's like hard and fast. Elohim did not specify which country or which direction it was to make it even more precious to one of such love and loyalty in the divine royalty. Some take this and take the meaning to be that the land that I will show thee, I will give to thee. He doesn't say that right here. He said that I will show thee, right? Others say that Abram, he had wandered, some say, from country to country. When he came to Canaan, to the Canaan, Elohim told him, to thy seed, I will give this land. Now we have this here, even in this third sabbatical study here for this new Shana, for this Shabbat Shong, for Shabbat Lech Lecha. We have this in verse 7. So in verse 7, where he's told, when he reaches Canaan, right, that to thy seed, thy race, thy seed, I will give this land. He knew that this was the land when he heard that word, that Ha'el, Ha'elohim, right, that Yahuwah Eloheinu intended. Then he promises him to be what? To make him what? To make him a great nation, a big nation. You know, traveling, trotting, it hinders the building. Some say that traveling hinders or can hinder the building up of a family. It also, some say traveling, that is, it diminishes one's fortune and even perhaps one's fame. Therefore, Hiel, the Almighty, assured him of all three. So although Avram didn't ask, you know, where am I going, and he didn't kvetch, as it be, you know, the only little bit of Yiddish that I know, right? But he didn't, you know, this a bitch and moan, like, where am I going? You know, I need to know where I'm going, and so forth and so on, and how can I do? No, he basically, you know, went. But even before he could even do so, he was revealed what is the return? Verse 2, here in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, right? A great nation. And I will bless, I will prosper, increase you, and make your name, Shemekah, the I Shem, great, important. And the I, my Wehyeh, he who be, who he be, said to him, Yahuwah said to him, Wehyeh, and you will be. Right, he who be, who he be, said to him, Wehyeh, and you will be Baraka. You will be a Baraka. You yourself will be a prosperity and increase. Be thou a blessing. Right, become. The senses in being and becoming. Wehyeh, becoming. The power of Baraka, right, will be in thy hand. So the key is not even so much the land, the place, right? Even his descendants, right? His descendants to come. He has none right then. But the power of the baraka, of the blessing, is in your hand. And thou will bless whomever, whomsoever thou desires. People will take thee as a model, as an example for baraka, right? And say, Hailahim, the Almighty, make thee like Avram. Even like Abraham. The baraka of Yahuwah Jehovah is that he, speaking of Abraham, aka Abraham, should rejoice, right? Rejoice in man's deeds. And that was the baraka promised to Abraham. And his deeds, what he does, right, would merit Hiel, the Almighty's approval. He would acquire perfection, completeness. Right, we talk about perfection, Hebraically we mean completeness. It's like the offerings had to be perfect. People say no man is perfect, people say, but I think it's a misunderstanding of what they're calling perfection. Maybe what they're calling perfection, not real perfection, because he says, be perfect, Robeinu Yeshua. I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi, rabbis, he says, be ye what? Perfect as thy Abinu Sheba Shemaim, our Father in heaven. Right. So to acquire perfection in himself, and he can teach, therefore, right, he can teach humanity the true da'at, the true knowledge. So here in thee, right, be blessed. People would be in him and through him blessed. A man will say to Beno, his son, be thou like Abraham, be thou like Brahma, Abraham, who apparently, right, some render this as bless themselves. They will be able to bless themselves, even though Abraham doesn't literally have to bless them. But by identifying with Abraham, they themselves will be blessed. So we say sometimes, like, you know, big up yourselves, bless up yourselves. But here Yahuwah said to Abraham that I will make you, right, a great nation. I'm going to big you up, right? And I am going to prosper and increase you and make your name big up. And you yourself, Wehyeh Baraka, you yourself will be a blessing. So that means that others, therefore, could bless themselves. So we should probably say, bless yourself in Abraham. Rastafari Abraham, as His Majesty says, on the passing of Her Majesty, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was it Tege Menin. To Kedamawi Hadassalase, I and I namesake, the Rastafari, Kedamawi Hadassalase, Hakados Bruku Bruk Hashem. So bless yourselves and I and thy father Abraham, not only the families of Canaan, but the families of all the earth, right, shall be, will have the potentiality, the potential, right, to be blessed, to be prospered and increased through thee and through identification, through that ID with thee. So here's a couple of opening words right here, looking at the time we have, today's daily psalm as well, here in the season, reason for the season. And here we're in the season corresponding with the coronation anniversary, but here we have lek leka, go for self, go for your own benefit. In a previous sabbatical study for Shabbat Noah, Sabbath Noah, this shows how Yahweh Shahova miraculously preserved Noah, and his family from a cataclysmic judgment from the Katabol. Just as there were 10, count, do the math, there were 10 generations from Adam to Noah, so there were also 10 generations from Noah, from Noah to Abraham. And just as Noah became the father, right, the patriarch, so to speak, of 70 nations, so Abraham would become the father, right, of Jah people, right, of Jah people, through whom the promised seed, Ha Mashiach, right, and the Moshiach, right, we have the Mashiach, Messiah, and the Moshiach, and the Savior of the world would eventually come. Now, in this sabbatical study here, for this Shabbat Strong, this Torah reading and feeding right here, we have Abraham. He was 75 years old. He married to Sarai, which is brought out as his half-sister, not the same father and mother. I think they had the same father, but not the same mother, but his half-sister Sarai. And he was guardian of his nephew Lot, who appears becomes a lot of trouble, but Lot, his deceased brother Haran's son, when he received the promise, the the amen, amen, of the divine inheritance, in obedience to Hashem, to Jah's call, he left Haran, and he journeyed to the land of Canaan, the Canaan, and there he built an altar, Mizbeach, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, between Bethel, Beit El, the house of the Almighty, the house of God, Beit El, and I. Shortly afterward, however, Abraham's faith, his emunah, his admittance, his credit, his trust, right, his admittance as a Muna, was tested. Since a severe famine in the land of promise, that promised land, forced him to go south. He went to the Negev. He went south to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, for food. To protect himself, Abram, he conspired with Sarai, to pretend to be just brother and sister rather than husband and wife, Ish and Isha, or Baal and Ishto, right? Interesting here when we consider what we learn of Mitzrayim and some of the beliefs then present, you know, that they pretended to be brother and sister rather than husband and wife, so that he, according to what we have in the narrative, would not be killed for her sake, which brings another element to this whole narrative right here we need to explore, right? Sure enough, Sarai was taken to Paro, to the great house of Mitzrayim, the palace, to be part of the royal harem, and Paro, the Sutenbat, of that great house, of that Paro, great house, Pharaoh, gave Abraham livestock, camels, and servants for her sake. However, Yahweh, Jehovah, had sent, quote, great plagues, end quote, Paro, to the great house's household until it was known that the reason for the trouble was that Sarai was Abram, was Brahma's wife. Eshet was his offset. Paro, the great house, then sent Sarai and dismissed Abram with all his possessions, with his, you know, all his possessions. Take it, just go. After Abram returned to the land of Canaan, his nephew Lot separated from him and chose to settle in the Rara city, the Rara city of Sodom, next to the volcano known as Gomorrah, where he later became a captive. He got caught up. He got in too deep, right? During the war, there was a war in the Sodom Valley. Upon learning that his nephew was a captive, was taken captive, was a POW, a prisoner of war, Abram set out with a small band, right, and rescued him. Now, miraculously, you know, it's a small band, what, 318 trained, right? He miraculously defeated the kings, right? So it was a war of the four versus the five, ancient form of, I guess, in that region, perhaps a world war. Now, after his Yeshua, after Abraham's Yeshua, what we mean, Abraham's victory, saving, salvation, his victory, same word for victory also in Hebrew, Yeshua. After his victory, Abraham was met by this mysterious, who is he? Malachias Edek, Melchizedek, king of Salem, and priest and Kohen, right, of El Elyon, of the most high El, of the almighty, highest, of the highest El, the highest almighty, most high, who brought him bread and wine, and who blessed, who prospered, increased him. In response to this, Abram gave Malachi and Sedek a tenth, a tithe, a maaser of everything. Abraham was then given a vision, right? A vision from the word, from Hadabar, the word of Yahuwah, the word of he who be, who he be, wherein he was reassured that despite his great age, he wasn't a young man. He left at 75. At 75, he decided to leave his country, his people, you know, his father's house, right? So despite his great age, he was father a child, and indeed be the forefather of a great multitude of people, of enough people. And the word goes forward, quote, look towards heaven to Shemayim, to the place of celestial waters, the Shemayim, and number the Kokarim, number the stars, number them, count them, number them. If you are able, are you able? Are you able to number them? If you are able to number them. Then he said to him, so just like this, just like your inability to number all the stars, so shall your offspring be, right? So shall your offspring be. And he believed, he amen, he had credit, trust, faith, amen, right? He ma'amin in Yahuwah. He admitted, credited in Jehovah, and he counted it. He counted acts in the Hebrew. We go into a reason and a study on this in the Hebrew, that Abraham, he amen in Yahuwah, and he, Yahuwah, counted it or inputted it, her, his faith, right, to him, to Abraham, for righteousness. This is found in Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 to 6. Look more right here, just an overview for this sabbatical study here. As we begin here after the seventh month, right, we are in this Beit Midrash. So in season, right, from Pesach, from Passover to the seventh moon in season, And here we've moved into the portion of the year, the season, out of season, but we have the Beit Midrash, the house of study, as we have in Mitzafer Kufale in the book of Jubilees. It was during this time of the year, these five or so moons and months, where Avram, right, studied, and also the revelation of the Hebrew language and the angel of Jehovah. More on that as we move forward. But here for the overview, a brief synopsis right here, here, here. Yahuwah, Jehovah then sealed his yea, yea, and his amen, amen to Abraham with the unilateral, right? We call it a unilateral covenant, the unilateral covenant between the parts. Some call this the covenant between the pieces, the covenant between the parts, right? It's interesting, the unilateral covenant between the parts. Take note, Chavarim, let's reason on this some more. And then foretold of the 400-year-long exile. Some say this is the 400-year-long exile of Yisrael, of Israel, in Mitzrayim, and that is reasonable, but also debatable, right? Or some look at this 400-year, this cycle of time, also to be a given heavenly celestial as the heavens turn around the earthly plane. So it's applicable to even I and I, right, even in these latter days and times of the Gentiles and nations, 400-year exile of the Beit Yisrael, whether in then Egypt, Mitzrayim, Hikapta, Egypta, or whether in this spiritual Egypt. Nevertheless, Yahuwah, Jehovah swore to give his descendants the promised land, the land of promise, that extended, quote, from the river of Egypt, which we know this also as the river of Ethiopia, to the great river, the river Euphrates, between the two rivers. 10 years had passed. 10 years. Abram and Sarai, and Sarai were still childless in a lapse of faith, of emunah, of credit, of admittance. Sarai urged Abram to sleep with or to take for wife and take as a wife and therefore sleep with her Egyptian, her Mitzrit maidservant, Hagar, in order to produce the family heir. Well, Abram agreed, but soon afterward, Hagar became disrespectful towards her mistress, Sarai, and finally, she fled the Mispacha, the Beit Av, the family, when Sarai began, some say, treating her harshly, you know? Now, even that scene right there concerning the biblical Eve and the matriarchy and even the ancient goddess Mythos as well, because as soon as Hagar, right, as soon as she became with child, no doubt she thought about that Wangelion, that proto-Wangelion, right, the seed of the woman, right, will crush the head of the serpent. So she probably felt herself as the mistress, you know, in other words. Right, because mistress is the lady master. As Avram is the male master, then the mistress properly is the lady master, not the other woman. So Hagar, no doubt, was trying to flip the script right here, but it has to do with that motif of the mother and child, the mother and son in particular, but the mother and child that we see in so much ancient, right, archaeology and ancient history, but also here in the Hebrew mythos. But as soon as Hagar became disrespectful toward her mistress and finally fled the family when Sarai began treating her harshly. However, the Malaach, Yahuwah, the angel, right, the extraordinary, we'll say this special angel, right, this unnamed angel, the Malaach Adonai, the Malaach Yahuwah. Here we have the angel of Jehovah, which appears to be the same angel of the presence, the angel of the face, right? Elsewhere, we see where it says he sent his word, You see that in the scripture, and Brit Hadasha, the word took on flesh. Well, we have the angel of Jehovah intervene and told her, told Hagar, right, Agar, right, to return to Sarai, to Sarai. Indeed, Ha Malak, the angel. We're not speaking about Michael, Raphael, Uriel, or any of those created angels. So much the angel of the presence of the face told her that she was pregnant or with child and with the son and would call his name Yishmael. Yishmael. Yishma, he hears El, God. Yishmael, that El, the Almighty, will hear. Yishmael, that El would hear. Hael would hear. Who would be the forefather of a great nation? Hagar, amen, she had a Muna, she had Hymenot. She admitted as true, she credited. In other words, she had faith, but bringing out the active sense, the verb aspect, crediting, admitting as true, right? The yea and amen, the word, the promise. And she returned to the bait, right? To the bait of Abraham. And she had called, right, on Yahuwah, on Jehovah, as El-Roi, El-Roi, El-Rei, Ra, El-Roi, as the power, the Almighty, who sees me, right? El-Roi, El-Roi. Now, this is also interesting when we start to examine, you know, different belief systems and names and theologies. So she coming from Mitzrayim or Kemet or the Smaitawi, right? She coming from Egypt, the Egypta, Hekapita, right? She called on the one that we in the Hebrew know as Yahuwah. She called on him as El Roi, right? As El Roi, the one who, get this, Roi, 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 sees, Rei, Rei, right? Abram, Brahma now, Abram was 86 years old when Beno, when his son Yishmael, Yishmael was born. Another 10 years passed. So we had 10 years, then, you know, he was 75. Remember, he was 75, right? So another 13 years passed. Abram was now 99 years old, and Yahuwah appeared. Jehovah appeared to him, right? Surprise, surprise, Yahuwah appeared to him again to do what? To reaffirm, to firm up his covenant, Berito, and his yea, yea, and his amen to him, right? And to make him, Abram, the father, the Ab, to restore the true patriarchy in the earth, right? The father of a multitude of nations and nationalities, non-partial. Jehovah symbolized his commitment by renaming Abram, which in the Hebrew, Ab is father, and Ram. Ram is like high, like lifted up, exalted. Abram, exalted father, to Abraham, father Abraham. So from Abraham to Abraham, as Ram means exalted, like bigged up, lift up. When you lift up, like you, when it says that the priest is speaking the call Ram, call voice Ram, high, exalted, to Ab, father Raham. Raham means multitudes, like enough ones, Raham, enough ones. Adding the letter Hey to Shemo, the letter Hey to Shema. Why is this significant? Because who did this? Yahuwah. Yahah. Yahweh. Yahweh. Here adding the letter Hey to Shema, to Abram's name, for Abraham. Yahuwah, Jehovah also changed Sarai. Sarai, Sarai's name, which some have it as princess, right, or lordly. Lordly woman, as we have Sar. Sar in Hebrew is like a prince. Sarai, you know, a prince, a boss, you know, princely lordly lady, right, to Sarah, right, noble woman. Again, we have right here something interesting, that the yod, right, the yod, the iota, the yod was taken out, Sarah, I, the I there for yad, the yod, right, and was replaced by a hey. It was replaced by a hey, hey, the breath, the Hebrew, the fifth letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, alphabet, the hey. And now the yod that was taken out, remember that the yod is both in the first, the name of the Father, Yahweh, the yod, right, as well as Yeshua, the son, right, as well as Yisrael, as well as Israel. So we can say that that symbol there, some say the name, in the name, the yod, is like the hand of God, right, almost the hand of God that was taken out. Some say that she was probably very bossy, but, you know, time and things, you know how we learn by experience, right? But her name also was changed in a very similar sense. And again, he gave his yea, yea, and amen that a son, a ben, would be born to them. Guess what happened after that? Well, upon hearing all this, Abraham, he laughed. He laughed. I got to admit that. You know, at first, you used to think that, oh, was Sarah laugh? You know, the scene coming up in the next Torah reading and feeding where Sarah behind the tent door, Sarah, right, where she laughed, right? And they say, well, this is the link with the son being called, who? The son being called what? The son being called Yitzhak, 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 to laugh, right? But here, Abraham, he laughed. So he's actually the first one to laugh. Interesting how he laughed, she laughed, right? But many would think that only she laughed, as we was one who thunk that, right? But study, Yeshua self-approved. Abraham, he first laughed. And he wondered how a man who was 100, Yahuwah just keeping it 100, how is a man who is 100 years old, my father a child with a woman, an Isha, who was 90? But Yahuwah, he who be who he be, right, told him, promised child whose name will be called Yitzhak, Yitzhak. He laughs. Literally, Yitzhak, Yisakal, Yitzhak, he laughs, or he's laughing, he laughs, he will laugh, would be Abraham's rightful heir. In a way like this, he will be your firstborn, right, in the divine order, your rightful heir with whom Yahweh Jehovah would establish Barito, his covenant. So the portion here concludes, it fulfills here for this Shabbat, Lech Lecha, include with Yahweh commanding Abraham to circumcise himself. Ouch. Circumcised, and so now we're talking about from low degrees to high degrees in the flesh. Remember, there's that circumcision of the heart, right, even in the Old Testament. But here, Jehovah commanded Abraham to circumcise himself and his offspring throughout the generations as a sign, as an oath. The oath is a sign of ha-berit, of the covenant made between them, made between Yahuwah and Abraham. You say made between the I and the I, you know, from Jah to Abraham. So here, brothers and sisters, we'll pick up on some of the questions here. Hopefully go through these questions. How many do we have looking forward to? About 30, no, about 52. We got 52 questions here for this third sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here. And with the theme, Chavarim, right, and the revelation of the names as well. Here, little El Shaddai tune here. Like to share this. Which one want to share right here? Iwan right here. Had this previously marked for this Lech. Leka, go for self here. Iwan. Iwan with El Shaddai. The wise.
Only my real life class, yeah, Mr. Jah. Rastafari. A winner race naturally. I won a boo house and a thing. It's my time enough. A time ghetto youth to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Still The Same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship your through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this world, why won't there's no other like you? So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. Jesus, angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not only. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. It's to angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this world wide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. It's to angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year I wish it Rastafari.
Yes, 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 I won right there, El Shaddai. Yes, I, check out I won right there, his music. So here on the ear and the eye right here, on the eve, we're at the eve of Coronation Day and season, time right here, here, here. and on the eve of November 2nd, acceptable year. But according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after order of Melchizedek, we have a psalm right here. And the psalm that we have right here for Coronation Eve is interesting here in the season. 31st, corresponds to 31st of October, Psalm 77, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. Then we have here for the first, we have Psalm 78. And Psalm 78 means more Ein Chet. Psalm 78, Hebraically, Alpha, numerically, Ein, 70. Hebrew letter Ein stands for 70, and Chet for 8 means more Ein Chet. Psalm LXXVIII, Lesson of Yisrael Yashrala's History, right here, a didactic, a teaching psalm right here. So let's go through, give ear right here and hear right here on the ear and the eye right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent the meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this, they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully, like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
The condition of poverty and slavery, this whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, the only one problem. Israel loved them idolatry.
them captivity, them poverty and harlotry.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family side ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family need to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. We are the problem, we always incursing. Turn the back on the creator, I know we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them coulda never touch the 19, them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No time to turn back and win the race.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family side ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
Spirit was not steadfast. It's so interesting because Madsy clearly says, for the nation of which he is the King of Kings, that's a 10 words, the 10 commandments is very important. And still, you have some who claim the name who want to deny and turn their backs on it. So this psalm right here is just another lesson. The second section, verses 9 to 16. What happened in Egypt? Some say this is like a difficult verse here, verse 9, you know, which some of the commentators explain by tradition that's based on 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 21, that the Ephraimites did not wait for Elohim's, for John's act of redemption, but they left Mitzrayim on their own. Now, there's a similar tradition concerning some try to say, well, this is what happened to the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, if you've seen some of the documentaries about the Ark, so forth and so on. But the same tradition that the Ephraimites, who were the children of Joseph, a Hebrew, and his Egyptian wife Asenath, right, Nate or Asenite, you know, and they had, you know, Ephraim and Manasseh. So the Ephraimites, also the Ephraimites symbolize the northern kingdom come under Ephraim. Now it's interesting because Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, Bob Marley, and also his influence, Rastafari Joseph, even with the other nations, you know, Israel in that sense, we'll get into that. But they explain that the Ephraimites did not wait for John's act of redemption, but left Mitzrayim, Egypt, on their own. Then they came into collision with the men of God. You know, remember Goliath, you know, his brethren, family, and everything, who refused to sell them cattle, suffering defeat in the ensuing battle with heavy losses. It is probable that when Ephraim is here employed, it signifies the northern kingdom or the 10 tribes, the 10 little Israelites, of which it was the leading tribe. We have Hosea, the prophet, chapter 4, verse 17. And although the denunciation, the put-down here of the psalmist and I was true, of the whole people of Israel, it is specially or especially directed against the 10 tribes as a warning to the kingdom of Judah, of Yehuda, to the southern kingdom. Now, we can apply this also today, to which he belonged. Now, the tribe of Ephraim, as its history reveals, a big, big, big tribe, though, right? 10 tribes compared to Judah and Benjamin and Simeon, assimilated in the Levites and everything. The tribe of Ephraim, as the history reveals, it lacks steadfastness. Therefore, its men are likened to warriors who run away in battle, although they're well-armed. I mean, they're well-armed, but they run away in battle. So this opens a second section here, verses 9 to 16, just an overview right here of what happened in Mitzrayim, Chaburim, Sama. Hear this, verses 9 to 16.
The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
So that's the second section right there. Now here we have verses 17 to 31. Just bite-sized manna, manuhu, bite-sized manna, angel's bread. Israel's murmuring for food and drink. Verses 17 to 31. Because, you know, the Israelite got to eat. I got to eat, you know? Yeah, they got to eat, but they murmured. Sima, hear this. Verses 17 to 31.
And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. Because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat and were well filled. For he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel,
But still yet and still the lesson is not learned. That's some silly Israelites. What has Jah done for us lately? Nigga, you can't even speak. Anyway, let's ride off.
Shema Yisrael.
Wow. But still, the lesson, Jah lesson, was not learned, and they missed the baraka, the blessing, the breath. Their life ended in nothingness. They failed to reach the goal of their wandering, which is the promised land. May I and I not fail by learning the lesson, right? Going through the testing and receiving the baraka, the blessing. So here brings us to verses 32 to 39. Still, yet and still, the lesson was not learned.
For all this, they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity and their years in trouble.
Again, verse 32 to 39. For all what?
For all this, they sinned still, and believed he not for his wondrous works.
The utter still.
Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him. And they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongue. For their heart was not right within them, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh. A wind passed of the way, passed of the way, began to come, began to come, began to
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Here is the Ten Commandments.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O
Israel. Recall? The past mercies recalled. Verses 40 to 55. The past mercies, loving kindnesses, recall. Now here is the same thought. The same thought to introduce a fresh section as we had in verse 17, Habarim.
How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoar, and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them in inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tent, 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 to dwell in their tent.
Past mercies recall, verses 40 to 55. Now we have from verse 56 to 64, revolt, rebellion, and the punishment. The punishment continues.
Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimony, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation.
Vayikat k'yashen Adonai. Then Adonai awaked as one asleep, like a mighty man, k'gibor, like a gibor, mita ronen miyayin, like a mighty man recovering from wine. He smote his adversaries backward. He put upon them a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he abhorred the tent of Yosef, of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Yehuda, Vayivhara et Shevet Yehuda, the Mount Zion, Zion, that he loved, et Har Zion Asher Ahav, and he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth that he hath founded for Ivor. This section right here, the choice of Zion for the temple, for the Hekal, for the holy place. Last section here, three verses, 70 to 72. The choice of Dawid, of David, as king. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, the female sheep that gave suck, he brought them to be shepherd over Yaakov, over Jacob, his people, Amo, and Yisrael, his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, Hartikal, and led them by the skillfulness of his hands. This fulfilling verse right here. Really can zoom in on this verse right here. As far as the sections, we would ride up with it in more detail, the five quotations that we played in the audio, recorded previously, but right here for this time and season as the psalm occurs during the pre-coronation time and here in the pre-Passover season. We had Psalm 78, verse 2. Verse 2 in Matthew 13:35, I will open my mouth in a parable, in a parabolical, logical, in a proverb, a Hebrew mythos that so many stumble across and stumble over, the parables. I will utter dark sayings of old, the cryptic things Hebraically, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That's the first of the five verses in the New Testament. Then in verse 8, speaks about a stubborn generation. A stubborn or a crook-hearted generation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 40, it says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. We have the Acts of Apostles 2:40 bringing out today's daily psalm, 78 and 8. Then at verse 24, there's a comparison to Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 and 15. Then we have Psalm 78 at verse 31. The wrath of Elohim, wa'afa Elohim, Allah, Bahem, Bahem. The wrath of Elohim came Bahem upon them. We have a link in the New Testament with John 3:36, but the wrath of Elohim abideth on him. In Ephesians 5 and 6, for because of these things, cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience, of hard hearing. Colossians 3 and 6, for which things sake the wrath of Elohim cometh on the children of disobedience. And we have Psalm 78, verse 37, at verse 37, for their heart was not right with him. In Acts of the Apostles, we have 8:21, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 21, for thy heart is not right in the sight of Elohim. Then we have at verse 60, where it reads, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, called Shiloh of Shiloh, the tent he placed amongst them. We have in Revelation, a comparison with Revelation, Revelation 21 and 3. Behold, the tabernacle of Elohim with men, and he will dwell with them. The link with forsaking the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent that he placed amongst them. In the Septuagint, it reads, the translation from the Septuagint of his very verses, and he forsook the tent of Shalom in the Septuagint. Instead of Shiloh, it says Shalom, Shalem, his tabernacle where he dwelt. Where he dwelt amongst them. So that right there, my brothers and sisters, just fulfilling today's daily psalm so we can ride up with the Sabbath, the bracha for the Sabbath. More reasoning on it to come in the forwards. Yes, yes, yes.
Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of dark sayings of dark sayings of dark sayings of dark sayings.
I'm going to testify. What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, 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 evermore.
November 2nd, 1930, here at
second anniversary. Here, here, here. Yes, sir, the E right here.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glorious highest last and first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings,
Fire.
Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Hail him, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glorious highest last and first.
I love you.
Yes, yes, yes.
His worship should the praise, right? Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the praise of he who be, who he be, who he be, who he be, who he be. Echo, echo. Echo far and wide and wide and wide. Yes, 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 yes. Baruch, 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 Baruch.
So here on the eve, 92nd. Hope to go through the coronation, the program of the coronation, get into details of the coronation here on the eve right here, but just the midrash here, building on the Psalm 78 here for the eve of coronation, November 2nd, the year of the Lord, 1930, Revelation.
And here, 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 midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein. Chet, Ein Chet, Psalm 78, Psalm LXXVII, Maskil of Asaph. And here, 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 Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm 78, Psalm LXXVII, Maskil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse. Masakil le'asaf. Ha'azin na ammi torati. Hatu azanekem le'imrei fi. A maskil le'asaf. A maskil of Asaf. Ha'azina ammi torati hatu azanekem l'imrefi. Give ear, O my people. Ha'azina ammi. Broaden the ear. Ha'azina ammi. My people. Torati. To my Torah, my teaching. Ha'azina ammi torati hatu azanekem. Incline your ears. Hatu, hatu, azanekem. Hatu, aznekem. Incline your ears. Azanekem, y'all ears. Incline y'all ears. Le imrei fi. To the imrei, the words of fi. The words of my mouth. Le imrei fi. Now, these words here, 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 the opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm 78, these words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, that reads, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes saw, the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. Raka hishamer leka, uashimora nafshika meod, pena tishikach, eta hadevarim asher rau aineka, uafena yasurua milavaveka. Mil vaveka kola yimeya hayeka, vea hoda itama le vaneka, vea livneya vaneka. Only take heed to thyself, raka hishamer leka, and keep thy soul, thy psyche, diligently. Ushimora nafa sheka meod, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes saw, pena tishkach eta hadvarim asher ra'u aineka, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. U fena yasurua mila vaveka kola yemeya chayeka, but make them known to thy children and thy children's children. Wehoda itama libaneka, we libne baneka. The day that thou, the eye, stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. Yom ashera amadita lifne yoa eloheka be Horeb. The day that thou, the eye, stoodest before Jehovah, the eye, Elohim, true good, true God, in Horeb. Yom Ashera Amadita Lifnei Yehovah Eloheka de Horeb. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made a covenant with the Bnei Yisrael, with the sons of Israel, with the Israelites, only for the sake of HaTorah, only for the sake of the Torah, that it might not be forgotten out of their mouths. As Scripture says, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Chet, in Psalm 78, verse 5, where it reads, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. Vayakem eduta be Yaakov, v'Torah sama be Yisrael. For he established a testimony. Vayakem edut. He established edut. Edut, a testimony. Vayakem eduta be Yaakov, in Jacob be Yaakov, v'Torah sam be Yisrael, and appointed a law and a Torah, with Torah, Sam, and a Torah, a teaching, appointed, Sam, be Yisrael. Vayakem eduta be Yaakov, with Torah, Sam, be Yisrael. To the end that, according to Devarim, according to Deuteronomy 31, verse 21, it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed, to the end that it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed, out of the mouth of their race. Ki lo tishakach mipi zar'o, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. Ki lo tishakach mipi zar'o. Now, in order that no man, should say to you, quote, the Psalms of David are not Torah, end quote. Now, in order that no man should say to you, the Psalms of David are not Torah, whereas, in fact, they are Torah, as the books of the prophets, the Nabim, are also Torah. Therefore, it is said, even here, give ear, O my people, to my teaching, to my Torah. Hazina ami Torati. Ha'azina ami Torati. Give ear, me, my people, my brethren, to my teaching, to my Torah, to Torati, and not only the revelations, but even the riddles and the parables, the proverbs, the parables, they are also Torah. They are also Torah. Hence, hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave this admonition to Yechezekel, Ezekiel, even in Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 2. Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable. Ben Adam, Huda Chida, Ua Mishola Mashalla, Illa Beit Israel. Son of man, Ben Adam, son of Adam, Ben Adam, Huda Chida, put forth a riddle. Chud Chida, Chud Chida, Chud Chida, put forth a riddle, a parable. Ua Mishol Mashal, to the Beit Yisrael, to the Beit of Israel, Il Beit Yisrael. Ben Adam, Chud Chida, U Moshal Mashallah, Il Beit Yisrael. And Shlomo and Solomon admonished, even in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 1 and 6, to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
Dark sayings.
Dark sayings. Dark sayings. Lehavina mashalla ua melitza, divrei hachamim ve'chidotam. To understand a proverb. Lehavin mashal and a figure. Ua melitza. The words of the wise, Dibrei HaKamim, and their dark sayings, Wechidotam, Lehabin Mashallah, Ua Melitza, Dibrei HaKamim, Wechidotam. Therefore, Asaf goes on to say, I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter dark sayings concerning days of old. Here, today's daily psalm is more Ein Chet. Here, verse 2, the bait verse. Efetecha v'mashala bi, abi achidota minik edem. I will open my mouth with a parable. Efetecha b'mashal fi, I will utter dark sayings. I will utter dark sayings. Abi'ah chidot concerning days of old. Mini k'edem concerning the days of the k'edem. Mini k'edem. Efitecha b'mashal fi abi'ah chidot mini k'edem. It was asked of Asaph, whence, from where knowest thou what thou speakest of? Hast thou perhaps seen it? And he answered, I know it from hearing it, as is said in the next verse, even verse 3, Psalm 78, verse 3, that reads, that which we have heard and known, that which we, I and I, have heard and known. Ashara shamainu avane da'im, that which I and I have heard. Ashara shamainu, that which I and I have heard. Wane da'im, we have known, we have heard and known. Ashara shamainu avane da'im. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and a law, a Torah, is a prescription, Psalm, for Yisrael. Hear the hey verse. Hear the fifth verse of Mizmor Ein Chet. Wayak'em eduta b'Yaikob, with Torah, some the Yisrael, for he established a testimony in Jacob, in Ya'ikob, Wayakem, Eiduta, B'Ya'ikob, and the law and Torah is a prescription, some, and the Torah is a prescription, some, with Torah, some, for Yisrael, B'Yisrael. With Torah, Psalm, the Yisrael. What does the word Psalm mean? It means that the law, HaTorah, that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, prescribed for the Bnei Yisrael, for the sons of Israel, for the Israelites, is a medicine. Is a medicine of life, is a medicine of life, as is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 3 and 8. It shall be medicine to thy navel. It shall be medicine to thy navel. Rif ut tehi lishare ka. It shall be health to thy navel. Rif ut tehi li shareka. It shall be medicine. Rif ut tehi. It shall be health. Rif ut tehi. She shall be medicine. Rif ut tehi li shareka. Li shareka to thy navel. And here, Midrash Noda, Mizmor Ein Chet. Psalm 78, Hebraicism, a play on the word psalm, psalm appointed or psalm prescribed. We have psalm appointed, psalm prescribed. Also we have psalm medicine, psalm appointed or prescribed and psalm medicine. Behold, he smote the rock and there was issue. There was issue. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Ein Chet, Psalm 78, here at verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock, and there was issue. Hain, he cast, or, vayaza, yazuvu, mayi, vayazuvu, mayi. Behold, he smote, he hit the rock. Hain, he Hikatsor, behold, Hikatsor, he hit the rock, he smote the rock. Wayazuvu mayi, and there was issue, or that waters, wayazuvu mayi, that waters gushed out. Hain, Hikatsor, wayazuvu mayi. When Moshe smote the rock, it oozed drops of blood. Rav Chama Bar Chanina explained that hear the word issue is to be understood as in the verse from Vayikra, Leviticus 15:25 that reads, if a woman have an issue of her blood, of her blood. The isha kia yazuva zova damaha. If a woman with isha, if a woman with isha have an issue of her blood. With isha kia yazuva zova damaha. With isha kia yazuva zova damaha. And waters overwhelmed in streams. Hear, the next part of the verse here in Psalm 78, verse 20, where it reads, and waters overwhelmed in streams. U'anechalim ayishtofu, and streams overflowed. U'nechalim ayishtofu, and streams overflowed, and waters overwhelmed in streams. The waters of the rock, Hatzor, the Tzor, poured out in a flood, poured out because the scoffers of the time had said, now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear. Now the waters of Hazor, of the rock, poured out in a flood, poured out because of the scoffers of the time that had said, now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear. And here you hear Midrash note on the words of the scoffers of the time, the scoffers of the Iowa, who said, now we have chance. Here you hear Midrash note. This is what the PE, the printed edition, reads. But the ET, the edited text, it reads, we bring forth. Now we have brought forth water. We have brought forth water, but it is bound to disappear. Or now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear, 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 to disappear.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
May the one who amen, and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
Like Moses strikes the rock, one sovereign's not just love. The stone and panel pop, on the feet from mountaintops. North to rain to dry to rain, I give life to I the same. As it God and Jah reside, blessing from the end of my strength to flow and you will grow. Only feel if you really know, meditate and feed yourself. As it's all like bird magnets, so man is scattered like ashes. Think of bread, keep my strong fit. Wear the cry of fallen flesh. Be the dead and become death. This love for sight and goes for breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Use our words and crave no sound. King system basic bound. Vitality is in his verbs. Ordinances I observe. Strength and praises he deserves. Like a book he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Feeding power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. Oh, we got a fire out beyond the trod. There they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah takes my load. Jah lights the streets tonight and then he takes us home. Like Moses strike the rock, crush the rest and not just drop. Hit the stone and channel pop. When to feel from mountain top. No to rain, too dry to rain. I'll bring life to I the same. There's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind. Drink the flow and you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like birds make nests. Mind is scattered like ashes, angel bread keep by strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish, eat the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath, not just for fall to the ground. Eat our words, no bad sound crave. King system got a basic pound. Vitality of verbs, ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite, eating power like sunlight. Take off chain and soul is light. Keep a breath, that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire and we on the trot. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he has taken a home.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
My advice to all, my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'm going to testify.
Yeah.
chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, that there are things that stand at the height of the world. It says, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected to most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel that Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Yeah. Check one. Yeah, definitely. It's all good.
When you are on them, why you cry? When you are right, them don't fear your fall. But who up and pray? Who up and pray? That sign him light my way. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? But what me never stray. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Now go on that clear. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Let me out, who up and pray? Them one who. Oh, I did it, but I did it. The rest of the times I've been to it. Bad mind, grateful. Dying to be pretty to me, yes, I'm the car, I'm legit. Move up everything, them tell us, every minute. Them tell us, admit it, them stand beside you. And them want your father, they had to pull them, come slip it. But bad mind and grateful, me no want them no longer. So I want free and free for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Let me pray and pray for my downfall. That's a make me stronger. But who up and pray? That's a sign him light my way. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? But what me never stray. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Now I'm on the clear. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Send me a who up and pray. Me know by now, the enemies I wonder. The church them sell now, me still no go under. By now them I wonder. How do you separate if I get stronger. A clean heart is the answer. For them all with a dumb, I don't know yes, I can't stop. Just fool your name brand, tell them do some filthy things. Now they can't answer. Bad mind and grateful, me no want them no longer. Say go and pray for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Them pray and pray for my don't fall, that I make me stronger. But who up and pray? Who up and pray? That shine him light my way. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? But what me never stray. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Now go on that clear. Who up and pray? Who up and pray? Let me out, who up and pray? Pray. Who up and pray? Pray. Let me out, who up and pray? Pray. Who up and pray? Let me out, who up and pray?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Simika, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fakareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele Elitene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lezi Abese Lene. Itaabiane exio wiste men sut alla dihanene wabalihane imkulu ukui ismi ziake yi itemengist hail wasibhat la alam alam amen. Amharic. Abatachin hoy, besamaye mitenor, semeyik edes mengistutimta, fakade besamind honech indihum bamidir tuhun, ye elet injelachinin sit anzare, bedelachininim yik urbelen, in yami bedulu yik urdeminil. አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን.
לכן כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
በቀዳማዊ 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 በቀዳማዊ
በቀዳማዊ በቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ.
The whole place is due for
a good man down, always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground, they will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. Cause I'm so solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. Come with their evil of thoughts, I just listen whenever they talk. I use the light into my dark, he cut and tear all my parts. They fight me without a cause, trying to make my life so hard. The king of kings and the lord of lords, give us all reward. So solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now.
Go down to mix me up in your dirty gang, you're only trying to tarnish my name. You're only looking for the innocent sublime. When you're the ones who wish to dance down the lane, you only got destruction and the pain. But the righteous believes and the rain. Love is all I got to give and I'm not to die. Looking for the future that lions can't tame. Cause I'm so solid as a rock and they just can't stop me now. Even when they send their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. So they can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibes and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Who's a blessed? I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper.
Happy, happy, happy 92nd anniversary of coronation, anointing of the Rastafari and the Gustafari Kalamawi Aswase, the anointing and the crowning of His Imperial Majesty and the crowning of His consort, Tege Mene. I'd like to ride out with this right here, here, here. You know, the Haile in the Hebrew. The Selase, Shalosh, and here the Kedem riding out right here with the Elohe Kedem, with the eternal power, the eternal God. HaSelase, yeah? Hebrew Bible. Check this. Yes,
beautiful verse right here. We have this verse right here in Moses. This is in the Wazot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The English reads, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, I, and shall say, destroy them. In the Hebrew we have Me'onna Elohei Kedem, the eternal. What does it say in English? It says the eternal God. In the Hebrew right here, another Kedamawi link, the Hebrew right here, it says Me'onna. Me'ona Elohei Kedem. Me'ona. What is the Me'ona? The Me'ona, right? The Me'ona, it is a den. It's sometimes interpreted as a den, a habitation, a place, like a dwelling place. Also a refuge. It's from the word Ma'on, right? Ma'on. Now, in the Ma'on sense, right, we have the Ma'on sense, it's an abode. An abode of Elohim, like the tabernacle or the temple. It can be the abode of the dwelling of men, like their home, or of animals, like their lair or their den. But the sense of it is like a retreat. The sense of it is like an asylum, because the world is cray-cray. The world is insane. And Elohei Kedem is Ainai asylum. Right? He's Ainai retreating place of retreat too. So the Me'ona, we have the word Me'ona. Me'ona. Now Me'ona is the feminine sense. It's interesting. Me'ona is a feminine sense because it's speaking to the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche. It's the feminine sense of the Ma'on. So we have the Ma'on, which is like a dwelling place of refuge. And here in Deuteronomy 33 and 27, where it says Me'ona Elohei Kedem, that the eternal, the Kedem, right? The Elohei, the Elohim of the Kedem. Right, and the Kedem here. Let's get into the word Kedem. Kedem. In the Hebrew, we have Kedem, and we have Kedama. Right, Kedama, and the Kedem. Kedem means in front. It's usually used in the sense of in front of a place, like the forepart. In a relative sense, it's the east, right, or in front. So it's like the front, in front of a place. It can be in the front, like the forepart of something, or looking to the east. In the time sense, it's speaking of the ancient, the antiquity, the ancient time. So the Elohei Kedem, the translator brings it out here as the eternal. So the Kedem, as you say, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Elohei Kedem, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, the eternal Elohim, the eternal Elohim. The Elohim of the Kedem is Meona. He is that refuge, right? That refuge for I and I souls, I and I psyche, the Meona. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua miyatahat. Ooh, mitahat, zeroot olam. Ooh, and mitahat, mitahat, mi from tahat, tahat, from underneath, mitahat. Ooh, mitahat, and underneath, zeroot, zeroot, zeroot is the plural of zeroa. Zeroa is arm, his outstretched arm, by his mighty arm, zeroa. Here we have zeroot, arms, olam, the zeroot olam. And underneath, umi tahat zeroot olam. And underneath, and underneath, and underneath, and underneath, the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, from before the eye. So these words of the Baraka of Moshe to I and I, each of I and I receive this in the indivisible dual. We receive this within I, speaking to I and I and I. Vaya garesh, vaya garesha mipaneka oyev, mipaneka oyev, and he shall thrust out, he shall thrust out. Vaya garesh, he shall evict, in the sense of he shall evict. Vaya garesh mipaneka, mipaneka, from I and I face, from the I, male face, from the I face, oyev, the oyev. The Oyev, the Oyeb in Hebrew, the enemy of the Oyev, Vaygaresha Mipaneka Oyev, he shall thrust out the enemy, the enemy. But this is the verse right, part of the verse right here, and shall say, who shall say this? The Elohe Kedem, right? The Elohe of the Kedem, and he shall say what? Say what? Say what? He shall say destroy. He shall say destroy in the sense of destroy them. Why Yomer? Hashmeid, Wayomer, and he shall say, who shall say? The Elohe Kedem. Me'ona Elohe Kedem. U mitahata zeroota olam. Waya garesha mipaneka oyev. Wayomer, Hashmeid. Wayomer, and he shall say, Hashmeid. Hashmeid, the eternal Elohe Kedem shall say, Hashmei, destroy them, downstroy them, shamad them, shamad. The root of the Hashmeid is a shamad, shamad. What is shamad? To desolate them, to destroy them, to bring them to nothing, for all their nothingness, bring them to nothingness, to overthrow them, to perish them, to pluck them down, utterly destroy them. Hashmeid, a beautiful verse right here, Deuteronomy 33 and 27, and also another Hebraic link with Hashem Kadamawi Haile Selassie right here, where it reads in 33:27 that the eternal Elohim is the I, refuge, the eternal Elohim, refuge. Reading of the force of the Hebrew, for the italics of the KJV, the eternal Elohim, Elohe Kedem, refuge, Meona. And underneath, the everlasting arms, Ro'ota Olam. And he shall thrust out, my Garesh, he shall thrust out the enemy, Mipaneka, before the eye, and shall say, Hashmeid, destroy, Meona, Elohe Kedem, Uami Tahata, Ro'ota Olam, Waya Garesha, Mipaneka, Oyev, Wayomer, Hashmeid.
As the elders, Rastafari elders said, kill, cramp, and paralyze every weak heart conception. Wipe it out of creation. Hashmeid. Yes, I. Elohek Adam. Kedmah Haslasi Meskan. Shur Shalom, Chaberim. Yes, I. Join I and I for November 2nd, the podcast coming forward, forward. After the day, but you know, we reflect on the 92nd anniversary and go through the coronation, the details, get into the details of the coronation. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, Shur, Shalom.